This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's announcement of a one-time 30-day extension for the June 1 deadline for recording farm organization structures related to actively engaged in farming determinations was well received by farmers and ranchers across the country. Just 2 weeks ago, Farm Bureau and other farm groups communicated to Agriculture Secretary Vilsack that farmers needed more time to examine the business structures of their farms to ensure they could retain eligibility for farm programs. Farm Bureau is pleased to see that Secretary Vilsack granted an extension of 30 days. With several important temporarily extended tax provisions set to expire at the end of the year, Farm Bureau is urging Congress to act soon to maintain these policies that improve the economic viability and stability of food, fiber, and fuel production. Among the Farm Bureau-backed tax bills are the Biodiesel Tax Incentive Reform and Extension Act of 2016, or H.R. 5240. This legislation would extend the $1 per gallon tax credit for biodiesel through the end of 2019 and change the credit from a blender's credit to a producer's credit for fuel using U.S. commodities. The Technologies for Energy Security Act, or H.R. 5167, the bill would extend 30% tax credit for small wind energy property through 2019. The credit would then be 26% for 2020 and 22% for 2021. It would also extend tax incentives for solar energy, fuel cells, microturbines, and thermal energy. The Building Rail Access for Customers and the Economy, or the BRACE Act, this bill would make permanent the 50% railroad track maintenance tax credit for short line and regional railroads. In addition, Farm Bureau will be pushing soon-to-be-introduced legislation to extend the one-year moratorium of the health insurance tax that will be in place during 2017. The Supreme Court this week ruled landowners may challenge the federal government whenever the Army Corps of Engineers tries improperly to regulate land with regulations designed to protect water. Danielle Quist, AFBF Senior Counsel for Public Policy, explained that the ruling means farmers and ranchers can challenge the Environmental Protection Agency and the Corps of Engineers on jurisdictional determinations. When a farmer or rancher gets an improved jurisdictional determination that's issued by the Corps of Engineers, if they believe that the Corps of Engineers has overstepped the bounds of the Clean Water Act after they exhaust all of their administrative remedies, they can file a lawsuit in federal court, according to Quist. The unanimous ruling by the Supreme Court will save farmers and ranchers time and money when it comes to jurisdictional determinations. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is searching for its third class of Faces of Farming and Ranching. The Faces of Farming and Ranching program is a nationwide search to help put real faces on agriculture. The current Faces of Farming and Ranching are Daryl Glazier of Texas, Jay Hill of New Mexico, Thomas Titus of Illinois, and Carla Warden of Michigan. These winners participate in national media interviews, speaking engagements and panels, web chats, advertising, and much more, telling their stories of today's farmers and ranchers. The finalist selection committee is looking for individuals who have social and traditional media experience, a diverse commodity and production practice, and broad knowledge on key agricultural topics. Eight finalists will be announced mid-August, with online voting beginning in October to select four winners. Applications may be submitted online June 6th through July 10th at fooddialogues.com/faces/apply. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced he is using his administrative authority to implement a one-time initiative to provide $300 million to cotton farmers through a special assistance program that will help defray ginning costs. The move should help farmers facing tough economic conditions brought on by the substantial decrease in cotton prices over the past year. The Secretary made it clear he is using authorities and resources that avoid the need for legislative changes to the Farm Bill or any other law. Farm Bureau commends Secretary Vilsack's decision to provide a temporary Agriculture Department program to help U.S. cotton farmers defray processing costs, giving them hope as they face some of the most difficult market conditions in more than a decade. Negotiations on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership are set to continue next month. AFBF's trade specialist David Salmonson explained that many agriculture issues must be resolved to complete the deal. Those include sanitary barriers and standards by the EU, eliminating tariffs for U.S. products, and geographic indicators. According to Salmonson, these are the kinds of things that are still under contention and are looming as continuing barriers for moving ahead on the ag section. The talks next month will likely focus on eliminating tariffs, as the EU currently levies higher tariffs than the United States. Illinois Farm Bureau members, staff, and agribusiness professionals are invited to attend the 2016 Farm Income and Innovation Conference, held July 27, 2016, at the Bloomington Normal Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. The conference, formerly known as the Illinois Farm Bureau Commodities Conference, will feature two general sessions and multiple breakouts that focus on topics traditionally included in the Commodities Conference, but will also include new topics which focus on technology and emphasize farm innovation. First general session speaker David Fikes, Vice President, Consumer Community Affairs and Communications for the Food Marketing Institute, will address food marketing trends, and second general session speaker Chad Colby, General Manager of Central Illinois Ag, will present an update about drones and precision agriculture. The conference also will feature breakout sessions regarding farm management, trade, managing costs, and farm income under stress, cover crops, transportation infrastructure, and weather and grain market outlook. The conference will conclude with a panel of young farmers sharing their strategies to improve their farms and their view of future of farming. Those wishing to attend the conference may pre-register online now through July 15th at www.ilfb.org/FIIC16 or by contacting their local County Farm Bureau. Registration is $35 per person and includes lunch. Registration the day of the event will begin at 7:30 a.m. at the Marriott. New this year, the first 30 Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader members to register for the conference will receive free registration. For more information or questions about the conference, please visit www.ilfb.org/FIIC16 or contact Nicole Moore at nmoore@ilfb.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.